You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a Wednesday, the midweek edition here at KGYM. Great to have you with us here today as the holiday week continues. And we prepare for what could be a slippery couple of days and cold a couple days here in eastern Iowa and throughout the Midwest. Great to have you aboard, Scott Unash, along with Mark Dukes. We got Ben and Isaac. They are tag teaming things on the other side of the glass here today. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Gym Class program each and every day presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. Jam-packed today. Mark Ironside will join us to talk Hawkeye wrestling, college wrestling, and more. Also, Chris Liss of Real Man Sports going to stop by to answer your fantasy football questions if you are still in your fantasy football playoffs. Some of us will just be watching from here on in. But if you have a question for Chris, go ahead and get those ready to go. You can, in fact, text them early if you'd like. Text line available and open to you, 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Coming your way today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. A lot to cover here today, signing day. Really, really unfortunate and significant passing in the sports world. And we start things off, of course, with the latest as far as the weather is concerned. We do have a blizzard warning. We start off with a winter storm warning, and that will go through the evening tonight and go until 6 o'clock tomorrow, 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's Thursday. And then it will switch over to a blizzard warning. The snow should be done by 6 o'clock tomorrow, and then we got to worry about it blowing around with up to 50-mile-per-hour winds. So a blizzard warning is in effect from 6 p.m. Thursday through the day on Friday, through Friday night into early Saturday morning. So there you have it, the latest as far as the weather is concerned. And just taking a look at things right now as far as the weather radar is concerned, snow has started to move into the western part of the state of Iowa right now. It's still west of the Des Moines area, pretty much around, between Boone and Carroll off to the west. That is where the snow band is right now. So we got a little ways to go yet before it's going to make its way over to eastern Iowa. But when it does, sounds like it's going to hit with vengeance. Are you ready to go, Mark? Good afternoon. You got your milk, bread, everything ready to go?
I'm good to go. Good afternoon to you, Scott, and good afternoon, everyone, including Isaac and Ben on the other side of the glass. I'm committed to KGYM. Where do I sign? I think
Are
I signed
sure?
up about 15 years ago.
Are you sure?
I could flip, but I have nowhere to flip to. I don't think.
You're not like Carlos Correa. Boy, there's some weird things going around. Weird things going around here. Iowa basketball in action right now against the Blue Panthers of Eastern Illinois. And Iowa got off to a quick lead, but here come those pesky 3-9 Panthers of Marty Simmons. It's 39-32. Hawkeyes with a 7-point lead. Make it 40-32. Iowa with an 8-point lead right now. Just under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Iowa very shorthanded today. No Chris Murray and no Connor McCaffrey today in the lineup. Connor is resting and a little bit of an injury, wrist injury, and he is not playing. Iowa has played 8 so far in the ball game. Ogundele, Asante Bowen, and Josh Dix off the bench. Peyton Sanford off to a quick start, including a pair of threes. He's got 13 points to lead the Hawkeyes, and they have an 8-point lead. The Iowa women won earlier today easily over Dartmouth, the Mean Green, or Big Green, however you like. So that one in the books. Caitlin Clark goes over 2,000 points in her Hawkeye career, and there will be more than likely. 319-366-1600, again, is the text line. We start with the really unfortunate and just terrible news we woke up to this morning. Certainly, boy, it hits you and I hard, Mark, because this was a guy, I mean, when I was, 9, 10, 11, this is the guy that was the centerpiece of perhaps the most famous play in NFL history and was, I think you could say, the running back of the 1970s in the National Football League. But the great Franco Harris passing away unexpectedly, from what I understand, at the age of 72. And interestingly enough, he was going to be honored coming up this weekend by the Pittsburgh Steelers with the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. The Raiders were going to be visiting Pittsburgh. Steelers are wearing throwback uniforms to the steel curtain days of the 1970s and the early 1980s. And boy, oh boy, you just hate to see something like that.
Take a look at that play again, as I have today. And it was quite something. Bradshaw drifting back to pass. Really did a good job escaping the Raider rush. And tossed the ball downfield to whom, Scott?
Oh, gosh. Was it Frenchie Fuqua?
Fuqua, yes. Very good.
Thank you.
Tipped in the air, and Franco Harris.
Well, now that's where the controversy starts. Tatum.
had there been replay back then?
We may still be looking at the play.
But Harris was ruled to have picked the ball up barely off the ground. And when others were sleeping, he was streaked down the sidelines for a touchdown.
Which, in essence, ended the Raiders' run and started the run of the Pittsburgh Steelers to all the world championships. I think you could make that claim. Steelers would have been good either way. But that was kind of, the Raiders were right up there. Been to a couple Super Bowls. And that play kind of set things off as far as the Pittsburgh Steeler dynasty of the Rooneys and Terry Bradshaw and the Steel Curtain defense and Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and everybody, including Franco Harris, an integral part of that. And, boy, just a sad, sad situation today.
He really developed into an all-time running back because, if you'll recall, and I do, him at Penn State. And, of course, Penn State was not in the Big Ten at the time, but he was sort of a second fiddle to Lydell Mitchell.
Yeah.
Kind of a blocking back for Mitchell. Quite a 1-2 combination. But ended up in Pittsburgh, and, of course, he was beloved because he was from that area, went to Penn State and whatnot. But it wasn't like he came out of Penn State with Reggie Bush-type statistics.
No.
He was really, really good, but Lydell Mitchell was the bell cow on that Penn State team.
9049 reminding us they can still hear Kurt Gowdy's call of that great play. Yeah, Kurt Gowdy was on the call, the great Kurt Gowdy, and it was watched it many times over the years, watched it again today many times. I still cannot figure out who hit the ball, but because if that hit a Steeler and went to Franco Harris, it would not have been a legal play.
Can we have Gus Johnson recreate that call?
Gus. Gus got his own worries right now. 319-366-1600. Mark Ironside's going to join us here in a couple of minutes. So we say a reluctant so long to the great Franco Harris. And we turn our attention to college football for the most part. Everybody that was supposed to sign today has signed on the dotted line for Iowa and Iowa State. Of course, we learned very early this morning that Caden Proctor did sign with Alabama. Abusama signing with Iowa State as well out of Southeast Polk. He's a very good player, going to be a good player for Matt Campbell. and the Iowa State Cyclones over there in central Iowa. But like you mentioned, as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned, not anything really out of the ordinary. Kirk Ferentz did talk with the media earlier on today between basketball games today in Iowa City.
He did. The Caden Proctor subject came up, and it was basically what you would expect, I think. You'll hear audio on the Todd Bromelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, but listen, the guy's gone. And there's no use talking about it anymore. You can have your opinions, and you're entitled to them in terms of how this all went down with Caden Proctor, but he's headed for Alabama. He held his news conference, such as it were, on this morning at Southeast Polk, along with other commitments. But Iowa got four offensive linemen in this group, and it's quite a collection, I think, because Trevor Lauk, 6'5", 295 out of Indianapolis, I think is the headliner among the offensive linemen. But they got a real interesting guy, I think, in Cannon Leonard, 6'8", 270 out of Gilman, Illinois. That's a big, big man.
Also, it won't be 270 for long.
Offensive lineman Leighton Jones out of Brownsburg, Indiana, is in the fold, as is Cade Pieper, offensive lineman from Norfolk, Nebraska. This guy, you can choose to go through the other commitments if you'd like, but getting four offensive linemen in this class, I think, is good.
Yeah, really good. Really good right there. And a good group of Iowans as well. Maddox Borcherding Johnson, a big defensive lineman. He's advertised as a run stopper out of Norwalk. He's going to be a good one. Aiden Hall, got to see him play for Harlan. Kind of a linebacker cash guy. They're looking at him, 6'1", 210, with a chip on his shoulder. He's got an attitude. And, of course, Ben Keeter is going to do wrestling and football, at least right now. Zach Luttmer out of Central Iowa, George Little Rock, we talked about. Alex Moda, well, I think he's going to be pretty darn good out of Marion. 6'1", 175-pounder, wide receiver. And then the walk-ons that Iowa has, at least right now, committed walk-ons, including a couple from Cedar Rapids, Watts McBride out of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Aiden McDermott, another wide receiver out of Cedar Rapids, Xavier. Also a couple of players from West Des Moines on that list, and then Cale Winter, an offensive lineman out of Waukee Northwest, on that list as well. So there you go. You and I today, before we get to a break here, if you're wondering, the Panthers with signings, Brad Visicel out of Mount Vernon, good defensive lineman. He's going to be a good edge rusher, I think. Sam Redinger out of Morris, Illinois. He is a linebacker. Some of the kids from around here, Zach Memmert, defensive lineman out of Crestwood, Cresco, Iowa. Defensive lineman Lance Behrens out of Hartley Melvin Sanborn. He is going to play for the Panthers. Got a good defensive back out of Blue Valley North, which is a real good football school in the Kansas City area. Alonzo Morgan III. Of course, Josh Volk left Iowa. He is going up to play for UNI now. Luke Reth, offensive lineman out of West Delaware up in Manchester. He will be headed up to play at UNI. Anthony Isley, defensive back out of Minneapolis, has signed with the Panthers, as well as Caleb Klein from Spencer. He is an offensive lineman. So, as well as Braylon Camrad. Can't forget him. Quarterback out of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central. Not going to forecast anything, Mark, about the next quarterback to go to college out of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, but let's hope, for UNI's sake, he has kind of the same makeup as a certain guy who was in New York a few weeks ago.
That'd be Max Duggan. And Duggan headed for the professional ranks, he announced recently. But that's a good program out there.
It is. It is. Xavier beat him in the 4A championship game. So there you go. A little bit from signing day today as well. We're going to take a break, come back, and we will talk wrestling with you. Plenty to discuss, and we'll do that when we return on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay with us. More to come right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have winter storm warnings go into effect this evening as snow starts to move in. That's going to lead to slick streets through the night and into tomorrow morning. We will have the winds picking up tomorrow afternoon, and that's when travel will become much more difficult with blowing and drifting snow as well as low visibility, especially in open and rural areas. There could be whiteout conditions at times. We'll then have the temperatures dropping too, and wind chills will be well below zero. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Santa Barkley is back, and this year he's giving new FanDuel customers exactly what you asked for. Unwrap the gift of a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500 back in free bets when you sign up with promo code COON. That's up to $2,500 back if your first bet doesn't win. Now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. The app is easy to use. They're always giving you great promotions, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. I really enjoy FanDuel's odds boost. They have plenty of extra value plays each day on their boost tab. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and get in the holiday spirit with a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500 back in free bets from Santa Barkley when you sign up with promo code KUHN. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining. And some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Back with you in the Gym Class Wednesday edition here on KGYM as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour from the Circus Sports Iowa studios. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac and Ben on the other side of the glass, and we get ready to talk some college wrestling with you. Mark Ironside joining us here in studio, the pre-holiday edition, if you will. And Mark's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, and Kurt located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to Kurt.
Mark giving us plowing tips, snow plowing tips during the break. Right, Mark?
Jack of all trades, Mark.
So we're facing some winds, and we're going to get some snow. High winds, so your recommendation was what?
Stay inside until it's done. Don't even bother going out and doing anything until it is done, like snowing. And then make sure you shovel and plow with the wind at your back. And even though that may be a lot longer of a push throughout the driveway, it'll pay off in the end by throwing the snow on the opposite end of that it's blowing so it doesn't all come back across.
Yeah, big tough guy here, okay?
And if you have...
He's not out with a shovel. He's got a... I'd hate to see a picture of it.
Heated
cab.
You are getting ready for a two double leg takedown right now. I'm just telling you.
I have
braving the elements, Mark.
Hey, I got two places. I got my office And then I have my house. My office, I shovel it all out by myself. I don't pay someone to come in and freaking plow all the snow and do the sidewalks and all that.
You're doing
it. Do it all myself. And then even at my house, you got to sleep it all, push it all out from the garage doors and the shop doors and get it all out there. And what really, really is fun is when I make the girls get out there.
That's right.
And help, and they shovel the whole an hour driveway. It's like literally 100 yards long, 12 foot wide. And I've made them shovel that entire driveway with a couple inches. Now, it's only a couple, 2-3 inches. Is a snow, but the entire driveway with a shovel before.
I have a guy. $40, good to go.
He's got daughters.
Yeah, three of them.
Grab
and then
a shovel.
It's funny because my wife, she gets so mad at me for making them do that and feels so bad for them that she goes out to help them because she feels so bad. So we got enough shovels around our place that everybody gets to grab a shovel. Nobody gets left out.
There you go. Solid advice right there.
When it gets deep and heavy, I have some good backup power when needed.
There you go. Just push, you know, hook the plow up to the late model and boom.
That would do it. I don't know about the traction of the tires, but I definitely have the power to push it.
Never seen chains on racing tires before.
That's funny.
But it could be done.
That would make a really good meme.
Yes, it would. Yes,
we digress.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah, we talk wrestling here. We're supposed to talk wrestling, so let's talk wrestling here. And Hawkeye's on a break right now. Doesn't mean wrestling stops. We get ready for the Soldier Salute next week at Extreme Arena. But before that, let's talk about the collegiate duels because you and I, Coach Schwab, man, beating Ohio State.
That's big. That's big time. Ohio State's ranked like third, you know. I obviously don't think they had all their starters in the lineup, but still, I mean, that's a great win for the University of Northern Iowa and Doug Schwab and the Panther train, as they call it up there. So that's good. It's exciting. They're bringing 19 of their guys to, I don't know what 19, but they're sending Doug said like 19 guys to the Soldier Salute tournament. So hopefully they send a lot of their starters. I think some of their guys might be going to the Southern Scuffle back in Chattanooga, which to me sounds pretty silly. To send guys right back to Chattanooga after they've been down in New Orleans this week, then go back to Chattanooga next week. That's a lot of road time and a lot of time being gone, especially over the holidays when you have a tournament basically right in your backyard that you could go to instead. I mean, if I'm Schwab to save on my budget and travel on the guys, just send them down to a tournament where you're wrestling teams that you don't typically see anyway. So it's perfect. So hopefully we have a lot of their guys that did really well in that tournament down there in New Orleans, and they come and they wrestle in the Soldier Slough. So kudos to Rio Budo for beating Sasso at 149. That was a big win there. And Cale Happel had a big overtime win out of Lisbon for UNI. Kaikasin had a big win. And then even Iowa State. Iowa State had a good couple duels down there, beating Cornell. How do you pronounce this 49-pounder? Palerno Johnson?
Yeah, Panario Johnson.
Panario Johnson. You know, took Yanni Demakahalis, three-time national champ for Cornell, world team member, into overtime, which looked like obviously a really boring match, 1-1 going into overtime. And I don't know what's wrong with Demakahalis right now. He got beat by Gomez, and then he just hasn't been – I think he's wrestling too much. And, you know, he's wrestled in the World Cup. I think he's just probably just tired and burnt out and – I think he just obviously did what he had to do against Johnson from Iowa State, but that was Johnson's first loss of the season. And but then Marcus Coleman beats Brooks from Penn State, so
yeah,
that's a big win. I was talking to Loretta out front when I walked in, and you know, I mean, the match is 3-0 in favor of Brooks in the third period. Brooks is in on a shot and gets out of position, and Coleman catches him a cradle and puts him to his back and wins it. It's not like Coleman came out, took him down a couple of times and rode him, and you know, for a decisive win. He caught him in a cradle towards the end when Brooks was in on his own shot and already up 3-0. But hey, a win's a win. I was telling Loretta, if that's the semifinals of nationals, and Coleman wins that, Coleman goes to the finals, Brooks doesn't. So a win's a win. It's just if you're Brooks and you're going to get beat like that, now is the time to get beat like that. So you and I and Iowa State, lots of momentum going right now. And Iowa State is sending some guys over as well, too. I don't think they're sending any of their starters, maybe. I doubt it, but at least you're going to see some of the Iowa State guys and probably some homegrown guys you know, from around here that are at Iowa State going down and wrestling in the Soldier Salute. So there should be a good, pretty good flavor of local talent and going to the Soldier Salute. One guy that I know is not going, I did check on because I texted him yesterday to see if he was going, is Tanner Sloan of Alburnett, that wrestles for South Dakota State. I was really hoping he was going to wrestle at the Soldier Salute because, one, he's really good, hometown kid, great kid, and it would just be good for the term to have someone from Alburnett of his status wrestling you know, in the Soldier Salute. But he is not. He said that because he had a shoulder surgery in the off season, he did come back. He went to the U-23 Worlds where he was a silver medalist, and he wrestled in Vegas. I think he got 6 matches out there. So they just, because of his shoulder, not that it's injured, they just don't want him wrestling too much with it. So, but at the same time, I'm like, well, right now, close to home, a tournament like this is like be a really good one for him to wrestle in, and then maybe get him off some other matches. But I'm not the coach. I'm not, you know, Damian Hahn. So
you're not Tom Brands either. But what do you figure Tom will bring to the table for the Soldier Salute? I mean, typically this is Midlands week, and he's going to take his full team. What will he do?
I think you're going to see basically our entire team wrestle there. From the starters to the non-starters, I think you're going to pretty much see everybody wrestling there. You know, the big question is Spencer Lee going to be there? I don't know. I haven't talked to Tom. I mean, I've talked to him, but it's just been about deer hunting, not wrestling. I don't like to bother him about the wrestling stuff or whatever, but my guess is, honestly, you're going to see Spencer Lee there. So I think it'd be really, really good for Spencer Lee. I think it'd be good for him personally to get another weigh-in in and get some matches in. I think it would be good for the Iowa fans to be able to see him. I think it'd be good for, you know, the wrestling program in general. So I think he's going to wrestle there. I think he'll be there.
Ayala wrestle too?
Ayala wrestled the UNI Open, so I assume he's wrestling.
I would assume.
Yeah, I'd assume that he's wrestling. So I haven't heard one way or the other, but I'm assuming that he would wrestle. I mean, he only had 2 matches at the UNI Open, so, and he dominated both of them. So we'll see. And then, you know, I think I'd be surprised if the whole team didn't wrestle unless someone is sick, you know, obviously, or injured or something like that.
What's behind this event, Mark? How did it get started? Is the aim to supplant the Midlands?
No, I think that, you know, if you ask what's behind this event, I mean, I can give you just one person's name. That's Josh Hamburger. I mean, he's behind it. I mean, he's the brains. He's the operation. What is it? 2 years ago now, they built this extreme arena in Coralville. And they want to get as many events into this arena as they possibly can. That's his job as being the head of the Iowa City Area Sports Commission. And so what better way, you know, for the sport of wrestling and for his arena and for all the businesses and restaurants and everything around to have, when they're not using the facility that week anyway, instead of having the Iowa wrestling program driving to Northwestern, and they've been having it some different places. It is back on the campus of Northwestern this year, I believe, at Welsh Shrine Arena. But they've been struggling there. I mean, COVID and Illinois and so forth or whatever. They just said, you know what? Let's just start our own wrestling tournament. And I think it's a fantastic idea. And the Midlands wasn't what the Midlands used to be like back in the day and years ago, where you'd have a lot of open guys wrestling it for the, you know, that were on the world team or Olympic team or competing and trying to make those teams. It just hasn't been that tournament. So I think it's just good of them and smart of them to start their own tournament here. And Tom Brands is 100% behind it. And I think it's awesome for the sport of wrestling. The other thing is that's really, really nice is obviously with Iowa having women's wrestling now, that gives the women who aren't in their actual season, who can't compete. They have to, you know, have a year where they can practice, but they can't compete except for in open matches and tournaments. This gives them an opportunity to come and compete in front of our fans. So a lot of people are excited and looking forward to seeing the whole Iowa women's wrestling team come and compete there on the 29th and 30th as well.
And SoldierSaluteIA.com is the website.
So yeah, SoldierSaluteIA.com. That's where you can get your tickets. I did talk to Luke Eustace today, actually. I was down at the Extreme Arena this afternoon just looking to see where we're going to set up for a merchandise and apparel booth and all that kind of stuff and scoping it out. And he said, because I asked him about tickets, I said, is it just because there's 4 sessions, which the sessions actually, it starts at 10 a.m. on Thursday and goes to roughly 2 p.m. And then the quarterfinals on Thursday evening start at 5 and go to 9. So you got that break from 2 to 5, which is a perfect opportunity to go to like the 30 Hop or the Iowa Athletic Club and some other restaurants around there, get something to eat, and go back in for that evening session that'll go from roughly from 5 to 9. And then you don't report back until noon. You got time to get up, sleep in, go to church, and then go back down and report at noon on Friday. And that session will go from like noon to 4. That'll be WrestleBacks in the semifinals. And then the finals will start at 6 p.m. So you have about a two-hour break there. And the finals are 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then so what you do for tickets-wise, and you can go to the SoldierSaluteIowa.com, and you buy a day pass. So it's kind of like how it was for the World Cup. So you don't buy – so there are four sessions, but you don't buy four separate tickets. Right. You just buy a ticket for Thursday and a ticket for Friday. And I asked him the price, and he said he was pretty sure that you could do a two-day all-session pass or ticket, whatever option, for $45, which is a great price. Or if you wanted to do – a separate, like you just show up at the door and you get one on for Thursday. You don't know if you're going to go Friday. It ends up being, I think, $50. You pay $25 for the day, which, again, isn't too bad either. So that's your times. That's your prices and how the tickets work. Oh, one other thing. No, there is no – it's all general seating. So you just kind of go in and sit wherever you want. And both the women and the men are going to spread out throughout the whole arena. There's going to be 8 mats. I believe next year they are going to go to assigned seating for this event.
Okay.
But if you go online and say you're looking for tickets to like get a specific seat on one end or in the middle or whatever, there is none. It's just general seating. So I'd highly recommend getting tickets ahead of time so that you don't have to stand in line and get tickets at the door. The doors open an hour beforehand, and that way you can kind of get in and get your seat wherever you want to sit.
It is open to high school seniors. Any high school kids going to be involved? Keeter's not going to wrestle.
Maybe. I don't know.
Keener do what Keeter wants to do.
Yeah, I'd love to see him wrestle. That'd be great for him. So Eustace was asking me when we were leaving, he says, hey, we need some open guys in there, some guys that are done retiring. He says, you want to throw the single back on again one more time? And I was like, I don't think. I could make 65 pretty quick, but I don't know if I could beat Patrick Kennedy right now.
There you go. Mark Ironside joining us a couple more minutes here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And, Soldier Salute coming up around the corner. Really good website, too. So if you want to go check it out, SoldierSaluteIA.com. They got all the teams. They got accommodations. They got tickets, everything you want to know.
And I'll rattle off some of the teams that are going to be coming. And, again, it's kind of in our military institutes and stuff like that, you know, and that's why they call it the Soldier Salute. Navy's coming. Army's coming. Citadel is coming. And then you're going to see Wisconsin's going to bring some guys down. Iowa State's bringing some guys. You and I, as we talked about, Minnesota sent some guys down. Wyoming, they got a really good wrestling school there. What's the kid's name? Aiden Noonan from Cascade?
Yes.
He wrestles for Wyoming. He'll probably be coming and wrestling in that as well, too. South Dakota State, as we mentioned earlier, they've got some great guys. Columbia. And on the women's side, Life University, which is a really good women's wrestling school, like one of the best in the country. So that's going to be really good competition for the Iowa women, as well as Iowa Wesleyan and Indiana Tech. William Penn, Cornell out of Mount Vernon is going to be there, the women's team. Simpson, Columbia, and Army as well, too. So it's just going to be a great, fun couple days. If you're off work, just kind of hang around, watch some wrestling, go to some restaurants, and the sessions are going to be really quick, fun to watch, and not long breaks in between, and should be a really good time. And the weather, it looks a lot better than, like 40 yes. degrees next Thursday and Friday.
You couldn't let the weather spoil things for that right there. Hey, last thing. Here's your tip for the snow. Point the chute of your snowblower straight up in the air. Blow the snow up and over your house and let the neighbors deal with it. Let the wind be your friend. That from 1017. Let the wind be your friend.
Your signing date was short and sweet, wasn't it?
My signing date?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at 2424 Victoria Drive Southwest, right over by the Dairy Queen, and my mom and dad's kitchen table is where mine was.
That was it?
That was it. Pretty easy.
Gable?
Gable and Jim Zaleski, yes. And I remember Gable coming in that day. We just ran the trap line that morning, and we had fox, and I think we had a badger that morning, and a couple of fox and different things. And we'd just gotten back. We hadn't had anything skinned yet. And so he came into the garage and seen all these animals laying around, and he just could not believe the fox. Like, he'd heard of them, but he'd never seen them before. He was just in awe of looking at the fox and the red pelts and stuff like that. So he was more into learning all about that and how that works than, like, actually me signing a piece of paper.
Well, you weren't flipping to go anywhere else.
It was Iowa or bust for me.
We'll leave it at that. Happy Merry Christmas, Mark.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well. I look forward to talking to you guys next week, and then maybe we'll even see you down there at a session or two. So,
sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and answer your fantasy football questions. Chris Liss will join us. Get your questions in at 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. Back after this.
It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate an enduring tradition with kith and kin and hand-battered cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce.
It's good. It's good.
And introducing...
Drumroll, please.
Plush puppies that benefit local pet organizations and the gift cards that keep on giving the whole year. Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love. If this tastes half as good as it looks, you're in for a real treat.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Power tools make great Christmas gifts, and Menards carries a great selection of power tools and accessories. Dremel has developed high-quality tools and accessories you need to bring your ideas to life. With compact and versatile designs, Dremel rotary tools, oscillating multi-tools, and compact saws are up to a multitude of tasks for any homeowner. Right now, save big money on Dremel tools. Plus, give the perfect gift with the Menards gift card.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Back with you at 3:40 here in the gym class on KGYM. Chris Liss, Real Man Sports, going to be joining us momentarily here, and we will talk fantasy football with Chris. Questions, get them in right now. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you are still in your fantasy football playoff, or if you're in the Super Bowl, or if you're just fighting it out for whatever you need to fight it out for, with your buddies, friends, bragging rights, to avoid embarrassment. There are a lot of fantasy football leagues now, Mark, that have some sort of a, non-written codicil in the Faber Constitution that you have to do blank, blank, blank if you come in last in your fantasy league. I will not come in last. I will say that, though. I hate those leagues. They're mean.
You don't want to share such codicils, or
no? We don't do that sort of thing. But there are some that do that. Maybe Chris is involved in some of those. Chris joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And Chris, bad news. We are out, buddy, and done in by my favorite team's quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, last week.
Wow, that's too bad. That's really too bad. I had one of the best weeks I've had in a decade last week. I'm in this NFFC playoff, and, you know, you win 7,000 for winning the league, which I did. And then you get in the playoff with 250,000 of 200 teams, and I was number two among the 200. But it's a three-week playoff, so you gotta have a good week, 16 and 17 also. But it's a good place to be. And so far, so good.
So far, so good. Well, best of luck. Best of luck.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a league where you had to do something embarrassing if you got last?
Not embarrassing, but we have the steak league where if you're in last, you got to buy the steaks for everybody at steak dinner. And, you know, usually I do pretty well, so I'll get two steaks and some lobster and some shrimp cocktail and some drinks. And, you know, this gets expensive in L.A. You know, it's very expensive. And I could just see the pain on the guy's faces when I'm starting to order stuff. I said, you know that shrimp scampi They're like, yeah, the appetizer. I'm like, no, I want the entree, the $35 entree. I want that as my appetizer. And then I'm going to have the surf and turf. And then I'm going to get another. You know, the only rule is you have to eat it there, because one guy tried to take dessert home from his wife, and we said, you can't take stuff home. That's, you know, really crazy. So we do have that, and it's fun. But this year I'm in a little trouble in that league. I may end up, and they're going to be, I mean, if I'm the buyer, there's going to be hell to pay. It's karma, you know, serious karma.
Let's get to the text line, Chris. Man, Fairfax, he's in the fantasy playoffs. Miles Sanders or Montgomery?
Yeah, I mean, probably no Jalen Hurts. His hurts a little bit. And then Khalil Herbert might be back, right? Is that true, Mark? You're a Bears guy.
Yeah, could be. You have to pay attention to that at your websites.
I'd probably go Sanders, but it's pretty close.
By the way, Saturday games. The majority of the games are Saturday. Keep that in mind this week. You do not want to lose because of the fact you're waiting for games on Sunday.
No, gosh,
they don't
no.
happen. Please don't do that. 1017 says, I'm limping into the championship game without a Jonathan Taylor. Do I pick up their backup running back and start him, Zach Moss?
Yeah, I mean, it depends what your options are, but, you know, it's better than nothing. You just want the touches. As much as you can, and you know it's the Chargers are pretty bad against the run. It's a home game. It's not the worst you gotta have.
85-93, and I'm not sure on the matchups. I don't have them right in front of me, Chris. But needs a defense: the Rams or the Commanders this week?
Yeah, I think I'd probably go. Commanders are facing the Niners. And that's not a great matchup. And the Rams are just a bad team right now. That's the problem with the Rams. Is that some of the choices? Because it's not great. I guess I would go to the Rams against Denver's. I don't know if Russell Wilson's going to play, but I'd probably go to the Rams. But I think you could do better off the waiver wire.
Yeah, probably could. 1288 is in a half-point PPR league. They need a running back, too, between these folks. Brian Robinson, Zach Moss, Deion Jackson, or Tyler Algier. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess I would go Algier or Moss would be my two guys. I like Brian Robinson to back, but against the Niners, that's pretty rough. It's one of the best run defenses in the league. So I guess flip a coin between Algier and Zach Moss.
0835, and you're going to ride the wave here or not? Is in the semifinals of the championship in a PPR league, has Rodgers and Lawrence. Am I smart to stick with Lawrence, QB1?
Yeah, I would probably go Rodgers, but I understand Rodgers has been bad and Lawrence has been great. I have, in this big high-stakes league, I've got Lawrence. And I think I'm sitting for Danny Dimes this week because Lawrence, listen to how bad this is. Lawrence, okay, he's got the toe, right? So he played well through it, but he's got a short week, and so he's on the road at the Jets. Jets are one of the nastiest defenses against quarterbacks. It's a short week on the road in the rain, probably going to rain, and he lost his left tackle. So Cam Robinson's out for the year. So this is like the worst case scenario. Now maybe he's hot enough and good enough to just play through it and have a great game, but I think I would go Rodgers against Miami, and I am going Danny Dimes against Minnesota in my league.
That defensive question again, just as a follow-up to that, how about the Cleveland Browns this week as a defense?
Yes, for sure, against New Orleans. Way better than those other two.
There you go. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Questions for Chris Liss here today. If you're in your quarterfinals, semifinals, what have you, as far as your fantasy football league is concerned, again, that is 319-366-1600 as Chris joins us here. And Chris's appearance is brought to you in part by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. And, Matt Ryan is out again, second time as the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. And you talk about
Jeff Saturday. Come on.
Yeah, you talk about a burning dumpster fire. It is in Indy right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's so funny. They brought in Philip Rivers. They brought in Carson Wentz. They brought in they're bringing next year Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's just like, just get a start over with a real quarterback or sign somebody with some promise. You know, Matt Ryan was old alongside his career. He's been pretty bad. I don't think Foles is the answer. It's pretty ugly. It's, you know, the Chargers you can run on, so maybe Zach Moss has a game, but it's a bad situation there.
Have you ever seen anything like last weekend? We see strange stuff every week in the NFL, Chris, but the Vikings coming back from 33 down to win in overtime, and then that bonehead Patriots play that handed the Raiders a victory.
That was really, the Patriots thing is a crazy thing. It's crazy if some of this British guy was over, we had a party, Christmas party, and he was over watching the game on Saturday, and someone explained to him the NFL, and he's watching the Colts Vikings. I was like, you know, you just saw the greatest comeback of all time. I'm like, in all the history of the NFL, you just randomly saw the most deficit, 33-0. So I was like, you know, just think about soccer. It was like 6-0 in a game, and the team won 7-6 or something. It's just unbelievable, like, and you just happened to see this game. But the Patriots thing is arguably crazier because it was like, you know, there's no time left. Ramondre Stevenson gets a handoff, and he takes it like 25 yards in Raiders territory. And I can see what he's thinking. He's thinking, okay, here's Jacoby Myers two feet away from me. I'm going down. Let's just see if we can get this even farther. But then Jacoby Myers, having caught the lateral, it was almost like he was like, oh, it's a lateral play. Anything goes on a lateral play. Just the greatest thing I've ever seen on a football field. And it's like, whatever, you're not losing. You know, this is not a desperation situation. It's okay. You go to overtime.
Man.
Oh, how crazy. And then Chandler Jones just straight on Mac Jones in the first. He could have made the tackle. You know, then it wouldn't have mattered. If he tackles him at the 1 yard line, it doesn't matter. But what a crazy play. But yeah, those are two of the craziest things you could see in a weekend.
Man, no doubt about that. And yeah, I don't think we'll ever see a play like that again. But so many times. So many times you see that lateral play at the end, and you see, I think especially in the college game more than the pro game, but you do see it in the NFL quite a bit. And, you know, a lot of times the defense are going to score because they scoop up a bad lateral and take it back, and you either lose your game or
you had a better shot heaving it into the end zone.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't matter if you're losing by 3 points or a point or whatever. It doesn't matter if they score a touchdown because you're going to lose anyway. But they were tied.
Yeah.
That's the crazy.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. I mean, you just never see that. But I just think he just like, oh, I'm getting a lateral. Oh, it's a lateral play. Oh, we must be, you know, he just got in the Christmas spirit of it. You know, he just forgot the reality of the situation for a second. And, man, and on Belichick's watch, I mean, that's really surprising.
I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed if Jalen Hurts does not play against the Cowboys. That means Gardner Minshew in. Now, what's your latest there?
I don't think he's going to play. They haven't ruled him out, but it sounds like, you know, he's not going to play. And I think Minshew's pretty good. I think Minshew is, you know, the 24th best quarterback in the league or whatever. You know, he's not the 35th. So I think they'll be okay, and I think it'll be a competitive game. And I'm hoping so because I have Oscar, be quiet. I have A.J. Brown going in my league. But yeah, I mean, if you have Hurts, who you rode the whole time, and obviously he's a much better running quarterback than Minshew, that's painful in the playoffs to lose a guy like that.
Yeah, but Dallas, helped Philadelphia out immensely with that loss to Jacksonville last week with the Eagles winning. So this
Eagles are going to win the division. I mean, I don't think Dallas – I think Eagles may win this game even with Minshew, but – you know, this is very similar to Carson Wentz in 2017. Remember, he was the MVP favorite. Gets hurt in, like, week 13. Foles comes in. They lose the first game. And everyone's like, oh, it's over for the Eagles. And then they go on to win the Super Bowl. And you realize, that wasn't Wentz. It was the team.
Right.
And Hurts played well. But remember, they thought Wentz was the MVP that year. So I could see Minshew winning the Super Bowl. You know, I could see the same thing. I mean, the Eagles are a very good team on both sides of the ball.
We're going to find out if the mustache is still there. And still outstanding for Gardner Minshew, perhaps coming up on Saturday. Chris, tell us a little bit about the website, and before we let you go for this week.
Yeah, it's realmansports.substack.com. I just did a podcast on it. It's free for everybody about my dilemmas this week and who to start and sit. I've got my own problems. You guys may realize, not just other people's lineups. I've got my own troubles. Realmansports.substack.com.
All right. Have a happy holiday, Chris, and we will talk next week.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays, and yeah, catch you guys next week.
All right. Chris List joins us each Wednesday here on the Gym Class program. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. We'll come back, Bowling Night in America preview, and we'll let you know what's happening down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena when we come back.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw. It's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard. Southwest and Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
And it is a Wednesday night, and yes, we know that there is a winter storm warning starting tonight, blizzard warning starting tomorrow. But as we have come to learn over the years, Mark, one time in 7 years of my bowling career have we lost a Bowling Night in America. It will go on tonight.
It will go through, much like the mail.
There you go. Bowling Night in America, our preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. We will get back after bowling and get hunkered down, but we will bowl.
The third place Rusty Nails in the Adult Evergreen League face Grillworks lanes 23 and 24 tonight. Very nicely situated by the bar and the TVs. 23 and 24, a good spot to be, and hopefully it's a good spot for the Nails as they take on our good friends from Grillworks this week.
That is right. Matt, one of our fine listeners, will be there, and among others, Buzz, everybody. Look forward to that. So, yeah, that'll be coming up. It is the Bowling Night in America holiday edition tonight. There you go. Whatever that means. Could see people we haven't seen in a while. Usually happens.
If you have friends, family in for the holidays, maybe you want to open bowl. Give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136. They can answer your questions about leagues. And I know the pro shop has adjusted its hours.
Correct.
Call ahead, 362-0136. Or visit the website, MayCityBowlCR.com. Results tomorrow.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us tomorrow to talk college basketball. And speaking of which, 59-55 Eastern Illinois with 10.5 to play in the second half. After Iowa jumped out to a double-digit lead in the first 4 minutes, Iowa playing without Chris Murray again today, playing without Connor McCaffrey today, and right now Eastern Illinois coming in at 3-9 is shooting 55% from the field and have made three consecutive dunks, and they lead at 59-55. This would be not even a bad loss. This would be a catastrophic loss for the Iowa basketball team.
One Eastern Illinois player has five dunks. And this Iowa in a slumber right now. Got to pull out.
They 61-55 down six.
Holy cow!
With 10 minutes to go, Iowa women won earlier on. Pick six coming up on Friday here on the Gym Class. Looking forward to that. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. As we will get the panel together tomorrow, Kevin Lehman will join us, John Steppy, to talk about the Hawkeye Bowl game coming up on Friday. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Stay safe, everybody, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 3 with the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody. Todd and Alex coming up next.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is